This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Good morning, Brad.
Pandemic fatigue is real for most of us, but I do sense that we're learning something after 2 years in the pandemic. We sort of know when a surge is happening, and a surge is happening. Where are we now in the pandemic?
Brad, the local numbers paint a pretty grim picture right now. So I'm going to start off by throwing out some numbers, and then we can really dive into what that means. Here are my top two numbers for this week. Number one, hospitalizations are up 65% in Lehigh County over the past week. Number two, since Omicron was first detected in the U.S., that was early December, the Lehigh Valley, that's just Lehigh and Northampton counties, have added 50,000 new cases. So what does this mean here on the ground? I think we should hear from an LVHN doctor, Kathleen Kane, who says right now they're just trying to keep their heads above water.
The pace that all of the emergency medicine staff are moving through, nurses, techs, doctors, is just not sustainable. Our emergency rooms are being inundated with sick people who need care.
So to that end, the leaders at LVHN are asking folks to actually stay out of the emergency room unless it's a real life or death emergency. We're talking heart attack, trouble breathing, stroke. They're also asking people to mask up and get vaccinated if they haven't done that already.
This brings up a really interesting point about where statistics and numbers meet our lives. We heard a fascinating conversation Thursday when our own Tyler Pratt spoke with Gene Tauber of The Morning Call. The subject was how to convey meaningful information from numbers. Well, the state health department just released some new data on the disparity of outcomes, medical outcomes sorted by vaccination status. What are the raw numbers there?
So these new numbers that the state health department is putting on its website are just from the first week of January. And what they show is that unvaccinated state residents accounted for about 78% of all COVID-19 cases that were reported to the state. Even bigger number, 85% of COVID-19 hospitalizations were folks who were unvaccinated, and 84% of reported COVID-19 deaths.
So it's hard to imagine data that delivers a clearer and more powerful message. That's more than 4 out of 5.
That's right, Brad. And I've got one more big number for you that I took a look at this week, and that was how many people have died right here in the Lehigh Valley since COVID first started in 2020? 2,000 people in Lehigh and Northampton County.
Well, it doesn't get any more real than that. Those numbers represent our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones. Looking forward to next week. I know the Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center is holding what they call a spirituality symposium. You spoke with a rabbi who's leading that event, right?
The symposium is called Queering Ritual. And Rabbi Denise Egger from LA is going to be leading a conversation with a local Reverend Becky Saucer. She's from St. John's UCC in Allentown. Let's hear a little bit about what Rabbi Egger had to say about creating new rituals to mark significant moments for those who identify as LGBTQ, a moment like coming out.
When you come out and acknowledge your sexuality or your gender identity, there's a realization moment. But how do you take that and, first of all, make it positive, but also take it and say, this is the moment in time?
So Rabbi Egger went on to talk about how some people might want to create a ritual around that or say prayers around that. That conversation happening next week at Bradbury Sullivan, and you'll be able to hear my full interview with Rabbi Egger on Monday.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.